Two young, slim, teenaged girls wearing makeup are rapping in a car. One is white with blonde hair and the other has light brown skin and dark hair.
She was just a crazy young girl, full of life.
The blonde girl.
Feared nothing, feared nothing. If anybody could hold their own, Angel could.
Angel dancing, showing off her long painted nails, laughing by a colourful wall, then posing while wearing a hard hat. Then, CCTV footage of a man running from a van and snatching Angel as she crosses a road. The kidnap of Angel Lin. Hashtag kidnapped Angel. Loughborough on an overcast day. Allotments and red brick houses from above. Angel is now in a mobility wheelchair with a monitor attached, and her mum, Nikki, a blonde woman with glasses, is brushing her hair for her.
So long, Angel, now. There you go. It's beautiful.
Head up.
Angel knows what you're saying to her, but she's just trapped. And within herself, she can't express it, she can't get it out.
I want up for yes, thumbs down for no. Do you understand? Yeah? Are you feeling good or bad? You're feeling good today, that's good.
We try and communicate with her in the best ways that we can.
You know how we're doing the documentary, Angel? Yeah, you know. Here you go, hold your pen. Do you want everybody to understand your life and then what happened to you? Can you write it on there so that I know? Is that okay?
With a pink digital pen, Angel writes yes on the monitor that's attached to her chair.
I want to tell your story, Angel. Look at me.
Angel's eyelids are heavy.
So that this doesn't happen to anybody else.
Nikki's scrolling through photos of Angel on a phone.
Angel's phone was always glued to her hand. She kept everything on there, all the photos, messages. The only way we could find out what had happened was to go through her phone. But she had a whole world we knew nothing about.
A photo of Angel leaning back on a bed and pouting on a phone screen. Then messages and social media statuses in neon letters written backwards. In a video, she's got a dog filter on her face while laughing with a friend. Angel's cousin, Farron.
I remember us getting phones. It was nice being able to have group chats and stuff with all your friends and joke around.
A video of the girls.
When she first got a phone, it was like she had a bit of her own independence. It was nice, but bit scarier when we start getting to that age, really.
At college, we both passed our driving tests. We just wanted to be in our cars and just drive around.
Gonna beat you, Blair!
It was always McDonald's drive-thru. It was amazing, cos both of our mums were quite strict, like not letting us go out in the dark and stuff. We enjoyed being able to get out and explore. It's like the world's opened.
Jeez, my girl whipping a Mercedes.
Angel's friend Cheryl, a middle-aged white woman wearing high-vis trousers, is bent over while working in her allotment. Now, a large red brick building with the name Brush in yellow letters.
She was in college full-time when she came to work at the Brush. And I think it was just to earn a little bit of extra money. She was introduced as a new cleaner. She had long nails and she had the most amazing blonde hair. I'll be very honest, I thought, what is a 17-year-old going to know about cleaning on an industrial site? Are our managers taking the mick? And I thought, don't put her with me to work, please. They did put her with me, and she proved me wrong. She looked like a little glamour queen, but the truth be known, she'd not afraid to get her hands dirty at all. If anybody was going to do the dirty jobs, Angel was. She was always doing something that would get us in trouble.
What are you doing in the recycling wet paper bin?
I couldn't find her. She'd climbed into the recycling bin and hid.
You do know I'm going to post this on Facebook for your managers to see, don't you?
She was just a crazy young girl, full of life, fun.
The life and time of Angel at work at the brush.
Angel climbs through a hole.
And on her 18th, I filled her car up with paper shreddings in the car park. We got in trouble for it, though, because we made a mess. It was hilarious. From then, we was inseparable at work.
A photo of Cheryl and Angel dressed up. Farron.
We both got boyfriends that were in the same friendship group. Her relationship was amazing. He would go around her house all the time. She would go around his, meet his family, they'd all do family things together.
I'd try and be watching telly, and they'd sit on the sofa, just pinching and punching each other. I'd be like, shut up and get out, if you, 'cause I'm trying to watch TV. They had a really good relationship like that. She was happy. Shame they separated, really.
Naturally, she just pulled away from the friendship group because obviously it was awkward for her. Not only did she like lose her boyfriend, she kind of lost the whole friendship group.
She went through the emotions with breaking up, and then she started to get back out there.
Angel in a club.
And that's when she met Che, which changed her life.
Angel,
Hashtag kidnapped Angel. The kidnap of Angel Lynn. Che messages Angel, A up, chunky bum. And she responds, A up, baby, kiss, kiss. Paddy, Angel's dad.
I didn't really like Che from the beginning. He didn't have a job. Angel's always had a job.
Nikki.
I was told that he was a bad one and that he used to steal cars and motorbikes.
Che is a young white man with closely cropped hair. Che and Angel message that they love each other.
Angel always made out she weren't going out with him. They were just friends and they just hung around together. With her first boyfriend, she didn't really used to hide anything from us. We knew she was going out with him, we knew where she was, but everything changed when she met Che. She used to tell fibs. So she must have been ashamed of him. Probably because he weren't a good boy.
Oi.
A video of Angel as a baby in 2001.
Angel!
He lives. Boo. It broke my heart because me and Angel was always close.
Baby Angel smiling.
Angel.
As soon as we found out it was a girl, I just said we'll call her Angel. And she's always been my angel.
Paddy swimming with Angel.
She was just daddy's girl.
Toddler Angel has her arm around Paddy's neck.
Angel's always been fun and bubbly and adventurous.
Footage of Angel on a ride that launches you into the air.
Probably because she hung around with her brothers a lot. Angel always used to like doing dangerous things like quadding. And when on holiday, she'd always want to go jet skiing and skydiving.
No,
it's
not fake. Stick your tongue out.
She always wanted to do the things that were scary.
She would do anything and get involved in anything.
Well, we could have got through there, didn't we?
She liked derelict buildings. She used to go with the brothers.
Was it mad?
She loves, like, investigating things.
Check that, big horn thing.
Oh, my God.
A video of the city taken from a rooftop.
Do you want to play a game?
Nikki draws lines for knots and crosses on the screen.
No cheating.
Here's a pen.
With her chin against her chest, Angel struggles to hold on to the pen.
You go first. She really did want, a life. You know, she worked hard, she did. It's horrible because I think, what if Angel realised what he was like?
Nikki gazes at her daughter. A page online about joining the police.
Angel always wanted to be a forensic scientist and work for the police. She was very ambitious. I think she would have been attracted to the thrill of it all. She just liked the adrenaline. But when she met Chase, all ambitions went down the drain. She didn't really want to do anything. She just wanted to be with him all the time.
She was doing the public services college course, sort of a lead up to making a decision on what you want to do. And they get these trips, and only something like three get picked. Because Angel was doing so well, she got a place. You get to work alongside the police, but she turned it down because it meant going away. And by this time, she was with him.
I told Angel, he's not the right one for you, Angel. But Angel, being Angel, told me to mind my own business and everything's all right.
It would have been a really good opportunity for her, that would have probably changed her life.
Deal.
What?
That's when things started to get worse.
Angel.
Che has some silver tooth caps and light blue eyes.
Wherever he went, she went with him. I think he sort of used her a little bit as well for driving. You know, they just used to go from hotel to hotel.
A topless Che jumps on Angel, who's filming him from a hotel bed.
At that age, you can't really say you're not doing this and you're not doing that. She had her own car, can't ground her. I just felt helpless. She got a tattoo on her ankle, says Che. She wanted both excitement and love, and that's probably what she thought she was getting at the start. I was told he used to steal cars, and he finally got caught.
A bird's eye view of rooftops and greenery. Then a huge prison complex with a wall around it. HM Prison, Nottingham. Paddy.
When Che was in prison, I was hoping that she'd see sense and get rid of him. But it didn't work out like that.
It seemed that Angel was just constantly running round after him, sending him money. She'd come in for 6 o'clock in the afternoon because he would phone her. He'd phone her on a house phone, so he knew that she was at home.
I just make fun of it at the time. If I'm like, oh, OK. He's in prison and you can't be in at 6 o'clock. there was never a situation where she wasn't there. She made sure she was there. So then you think, wow. 18, 6 o'clock. You don't realise till after how serious it was. The controlling had started.
I don't care if anyone's been texting you, I care if you've been texting back.
Yeah, I ain't.
I don't want to be getting out having to get a recall, punching man up, bro, you know what I mean?
I don't want to be getting out having to get a recall for punching man up, bro. Do you know what I mean? The kidnap of Angel Lynn. Hashtag kidnapped Angel. A video of Che's face up close while he's resting on Angel's shoulder. A young blonde woman strides to the edge of a rooftop. A message reads, "It's actually mad how sure I am that I found the person I want to spend forever with."
I weren't too happy about when you come out of prison, because obviously they're together again.
I'm trying to suck your toes, you fucking weirdo.
It's when COVID was really bad as well, so she stopped at his house all the time.
Wearing masks.
I do think she did love him, so it was a bit easier then for him to control her.
While a blonde woman walks along a dark street, messages read, "Bruv, I seen him add you. I'll block him if it's like that." He responds, "Never know when I might be watching." Angel replies, "Weirdo." The allotment from above. Cheryl, in her orange high-vis trousers and a hoodie, is leaning over while reaching into some leaves. Then she's looking at her phone.
It was my daughter's birthday and I'd been out and got a cake. I said to Angel, "Will you take me to Leicester?" She said, "Yeah, of course I will." That morning, I got the cake and the presents and everything else, and she came. She noticed him on a back road in another vehicle. I said, "Well, how would he know you were coming this way?"
Angel messages that she's dropping off Cheryl.
All the way to Leicester. The phone calls and the messages never stopped from the minute she picked me up.
Che messages, "Fuck off, Angel, you devy little slag." She responds, "No boy is here."
I said, "What is wrong with him?" He called her a slag, he called her a tramp because she'd gone into my daughter's house and where there were boys. It was quite distressing, it was alarming.
You never tell the truth. Fuck off, Angel.
I started to question what was going on and I told her, "Are you sure you're okay? Because I will go to your mum and dad, you know, think you're not." She said, "Yeah, of course I am." It was beyond vile. I was shocked.
Two young men in tracksuits in the street at night.
He would message her wherever she was. Message, 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 message. All the time, her phone was lit up.
While a young woman is lying on a bed and bathed in purple light, her phone screen lights up on the bedside table. In neon letters, texts around her read, "Yo, where are you? Ring me. Why are you blanking me?" And lots of question marks. The neon red question marks hang in the air around the young woman. Then the message, "You're a fucking snake," appears with incorrect spelling. The words "fuck you" appear above her head, and she opens her eyes and looks around. "You're a fucking waste, man. You're fucked up mum's fucksking life. You're fucked." Neon question marks. The young woman stares. Angel's response reads, "I can't help it if I'm asleep." Washing on a line, then Nikki's with Angel.
"Where is Betty Boobin?"
"Betty."
"Can you find Tilla? Where is she then?"
"Where's Trotter?" "Tilly."
"Yeah.
We're just a strong family, really. She's probably got it off me and her mum."
"So we've got, something's wrong, I want, quick words, people."
"I want."
"All right."
She'd probably talk to her mum more than talk to me.
"Just
They are very like each other. Yeah, they've both got the same sense of humour. They know how to wind me up, both of them do.
Nicky picks up their dog.
Oh, fat head. Who's this? Tilly Tracker.
Angel slowly scratches the small dog's chest.
You love Timmy, don't you? I thought we had that relationship where she would tell us anything. She's my daughter, and if she confides in me, I'm not going to tell anybody. When she starts not coming to you and telling you things, and she's more distant, it was really worrying.
A photo of Angel smiling, then Rhodes from above.
Got up just as normal, like we would any morning. Got the kids sorted for school.
Footage of Che driving.
Paddy was in the kitchen, I think he was making something to eat.
A vehicle pulls up onto a residential street.
Angel had come in the house to get some money for Che. He came in after, shouting and swearing, about £80. And I heard Paddy say, "What are you talking to?"
Che was supposed to give Angel some money to look after, and he said Angel spent it. So rather him shout at Angel, I just says, "How much was it?" And I gave him the money. Oh, Nicky just told him where to go.
I said, "Don't come in here swearing and shouting in front of my kids." And Angel come towards me and sort of like walked me into the living room and said, "Pack it in now, Mum, you're just going to make things worse." I didn't think, mate, what worse?
We should have thought then, I wonder if he's hitting her.
The vehicle drives off. The city from above, beneath a grey sky. At night, a police call that was used as evidence in trial.
OK, caller, go ahead. You're through to police emergency.
Oh, hello. I'm just giving you a call. She's just knocked on my door. She's having some problems at home.
Domestically, do you mean?
Yes. It's her son.
OK. Is he there at the address, is he?
Yeah, he's sort of threatening everybody at the minute. He won't let his girlfriend leave, and he's sort of threatening us and her.
There was arguing in his bedroom. Someone had heard a bang.
OK. Do you know the son's name?
Yeah. Che Boskill.
He pushed Angel so hard that her head hit the wall and sent her into a fit.
I'll be sending it through as an emergency.
Someone could hear him shouting, "Get up, you fucking slag. Do you want a bit more?"
There are tears in Nicky's eyes.
What's the hardest part of it for you?
Knowing that you hurt her.
She nods and bites her thumbnail, looking devastated. Dirt and plants in the allotment from above. Cheryl's pushing a wheelbarrow through a fence in her allotment.
We go down the allotment early morning, myself and Barbara and the dogs. It was the middle of the growing season, so we've always got endless amounts to do. I think it must be about 8:30, 9 o'clock. My phone rings and it was Angel. And she said, "Oh, I'll come down to you." I said, "Okay." Within about 10, 15 minutes, she was there. I went towards the gates and I saw Angel. She had a pair of hug boots on, a pair of tracky bottoms and a fur coat. It was red hot. No eyelashes, no makeup, no nothing. But that wasn't Angel. Whether she was coming to the brush or to the allotment, she'd still be dolled up. You know, it wasn't like her at all. I said to her, "You're up early." She said, "Oh, Che found some messages in my phone and he threw me out of the house." I think I gave her a bit of a pep talk, like, you don't need to be there being thrown out of somebody's house at 7 o'clock in the morning. You've got your own home, you've got Mum's home.
Working in the allotment.
You try to be the friend that's not the dogmatic, dictating friend. You just try and be a good friend, don't you? Now I realise why she wouldn't take the coat off. Because she had bruises all up her arms.
A photo of a purplish bruise on Angel's upper arm. Farron's looking at her phone.
She knew that I wasn't happy with the whole relationship. I seen her on nights out and stuff. We always said hello, but we never really hung out. I could tell that she'd changed. She'd never post on Instagram, wear nice clothes, which wasn't like Angel, because she always used to want to look nice. She rang me and she was just like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, were you? Then she was like, yeah. It was a really weird conversation. I do feel like she wanted to tell me something. I just feel like at that moment that she just quickly decided not to. I think she wanted to get out of the whole situation. I feel like if she felt like she had everyone around her that was with her before she met him, that maybe she would have felt strong enough to leave.
The young blonde woman is sprinting along the street while messages in neon red appear around her. Fuck off, Angel. Nobody wants to chill with you because you're a dirty, lying little snake. Lying two-faced bitch. Cheating, Leo slag. You got no mates. Nobody likes you.
I feel like she was made to believe that if she left him, she wouldn't have anyone else.
The young woman looks around in distress while the words, "You will have nobody," hang above her. She runs down a street and leans against a wall while the nasty messages float around her. She sinks down.
In the end, he had complete control. He would threaten to leave just to make her beg. She must have felt so trapped.
Angel messages, "Why are you making me beg?" # kidnapped Angel. The kidnap of Angel Lynn. # kidnapped Angel. Vast fields and lush greenery beneath the sun. Then the roof of Nikki and Paddy's home.
On the Wednesday before her accident, she'd had a chat with Che's mum saying that they were separating.
Long fake nails.
That's when we got our nails done. And she had her hair done. You see the change. The makeup comes out. She goes out for dinner with her friends. She goes out and does what she used to do with the brothers.
A boomerang video of Angel with her wavy ash blonde hair moving her head. 17th of September, 2020. Footage of a silver van pulling up on a street and Che getting out. A blue dot is above his head.
I think this relationship was about to end. I think she was seeing what it was really like, and I think this is why what happened, happened. She'd had enough of him.
A pink dot appears above Angel's head as she gets out of the van.
He knew that she was about ready to blow him out.
He runs across the road and violently grabs her around the arms and chest, then carries her back to the van.
Che bundled her into the van and his mate Rocco was driving.
In a reenactment, a young blonde woman looks anxious. A fast-paced montage of photos of Angel.
She fell from the vehicle at 60 miles an hour. She suffered catastrophic brain injury.
The photo of Angel beaming in front of a colourful wall. A long motorway from above, then a reflection of Nikki's glasses in the rearview mirror as she's driving into a lay-by.
This is where Angel's come out the van.
She pulls over and looks at the motorway beside her. There's a junction on the opposite side.
So I think she's come out about here.
Cars speed past. She turns off her indicator and wipes her tears.
And he said she was rolling down the road like a football.
She smacks her lips as she stares at the road. Then she puts her car into gear. Flying above a large building with a car park in the middle. Queen's Medical Centre, Nottingham.
They took me and Paddy upstairs. They said she's in ICU. When they opened the curtain to let me in, I just fell on the floor.
She's intubated.
Her head was all swollen and she was on all different machines. It's horrible.
Stuart Smith, consultant neurosurgeon, is looking at 3D images of a skull.
As soon as Angel arrived in hospital, it was very clear she'd suffered very severe injuries. This is the CT scan of Angel's head. This area here is a fracture that's been split open by the force of the impact. And the fracture continues on into other parts of the skull. To fracture the skull to that degree takes a really incredible degree of force. Her injury was so devastating and so severe that there was a very real chance that Angel wouldn't survive.
A scan of her shaved head with staples.
The doctor said, you're going to have to accept she isn't going to make it. And I says, do not touch them machines. Keep her breathing.
Come on, Angel, I think it's time to come out of this coma, mate. You're the strongest girl I've ever met in my whole entire life.
You're my G. It's Lotswold, your main bitch.
We've got too many memories together for you to leave me.
You best be fucking listening to me, all right? I love you, Angel. Please get through this.
Angel's in a coma and her head is turned to one side. Half of her head is shaved and covered in bandages. She has a breathing tube up her nose. An old church in the countryside and a stone cross behind some trees. Paddy gets out of his large black car and locks it. Then he steps towards the doors of a shop.
I come up here every first because it was the first when Angel's accident was. Which one's healing?
Healing? I think the big one is for healing. Right here.
Right, put that one back, we'll have the big one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He hands over some coins, then picks up the candle. Beneath a statue of Jesus lying down, Paddy lights the candle and places it on the floor.
The doctors were saying that we needed a miracle.
The candle burns beneath the statue in the small stone room.
And I thought the miracle would happen, and it did.
Angel's eyes are open.
For them to tell me she's not in a coma anymore was one of the happiest days of my life, really.
She's wearing an oxygen mask.
At the beginning, Angel would breathe for herself for just a few seconds. Then it would get to a minute on her own without help of the machines. And then they took the machine off and she was just breathing for herself.
Her expression's blank.
Nikki and Angel are Catholics. I'm not Catholic, but I prayed. And even though she was still really poorly, I just thought God's answered my prayers.
Flying over the hospital, then leaves swaying in a breeze. Nikki, who's wearing a cross necklace.
And CID had come out to see us. They'd told us that Che had been arrested and he'd been kicking off.
Hello?
Hello, Mum.
Hello?
Listen, what did you say in that statement you gave to the police?
You best ring the police up now, yeah? Because you was drunk when you gave the statement as well, weren't you?
I weren't, no.
You best ring them up now, Mum. As soon as you get off this phone, and you ring them up, and you say, and you tell them you was drunk. Make sure you tell them you was drunk.
We couldn't believe it. He was trying to deny kidnapping Angel. He was saying he was looking out for her and he was doing it best for her. And he says he didn't push her out of the van.
Nicky's driving along the motorway.
I don't think she jumped. She's a driver herself. She knows how fast it was going. So why not wait till he slowed down at the roundabout and jumped on the grass verge? Just don't make sense to me at all. Not one bit.
She touches her finger to her lips.
I think he's pushed her out the van.
The large black car drives along the fast lane. Cars speeding by. Leicester Crown Court.
Angel was still really poorly at the time. So she couldn't tell her side of the story. My biggest fear would be that Che would walk free and get away with what he'd done.
A photo of Che, squinting with his lips parted. Jeremy James, counsel for the prosecution, takes a seat and opens a laptop.
Over and above the very serious offences that Mr. Boskill was facing, kidnap, perverting the course of justice and the controlling and coercive behaviour, he was on trial for being responsible for Angel coming out of that van at high speed and suffering the horrendous injuries that she did. He gave evidence, but there wasn't ever a full acknowledgement that he had been responsible.
It was heartbreaking to listen to the court and things that were said.
Cheryl.
Even if she did jump, what was she jumping from? I don't believe she jumped, no, I don't. But regardless, my friend still got head injuries and is life-changing.
Jeremy's looking through documents.
He also told the jury Angel wasn't controlled or put down by him. But there was a series of messages between Che Boskill on the one side and the phone or phones that Angel was using on the other. And that ran to many thousands of separate communications that the jury had to consider.
Messages like, you stupid cunt, and silly bitch.
The text messages, his own words, were an example of how somebody is controlling the other and coercing them through the medium of messages. Ultimately, they proved the type of person he was in that relationship with Angel.
Close up on Che's blue eyes.
In court, we did a lot of things that we didn't know. And I just had to keep walking out of court at some stages because I just couldn't bear to listen what he'd actually put her through.
Oi.
Cheryl.
It's scary to think that she was on this road. He must have got under her skin. If somebody's telling you every day of the week you're a slag and a tramp, when did it not get to you?
Voice of Che from prison.
You've told her that I've been making her do things. Controlling her, telling her where she can and can't go.
I just said you were controlling, because you were.
You shouldn't have said anything from the start, should you? No, fucking idiot.
Those calls were extremely important as part of the prosecution case, not just for those counts that they directly related, but also to the much bigger picture and a real window into the man he was.
Not listening to a load of abuse off you, Jay.
Listen, Mum, you're a fucking horrible bastard, mate. I don't know what is wrong with you, man. Why the fuck you would ever do that?
It was telling that this was a man who was charged with controlling and coercive behaviour, and we saw echoes and shades of that in his own treatment of his mother. What we say he was doing towards Angel.
Cars on roads from above.
He was sentenced to a total of 7.5 years in prison. But in terms of the impact upon her, Court of Appeal decided that the sentence was too low to reflect consequences of this nature. And what they did was to increase the overall sentence to one of 12 years.
Paddy.
It felt like justice a bit, yeah, but I still think he deserved longer for what he's done to Angel.
Nicky's with Angel.
Touch your right eye. Next, I want you to touch your nose and then your left ear. Yeah, really good. You're doing really well at these ones. I really want to say, right, Angel, what did he do? And why did you feel you couldn't come home and just get rid of him? Whether he pushed her or not, we won't know until Angel speaks. High five. Smashing it. You see, you're so good.
It can be very difficult early on in people with severe head injuries to estimate how people will be 6 months, a year, 2 years down the line. A combination of the neurosurgery, the intensive care support, you know, Angel's strength and determination have led to her surviving, and she clearly has mounted a degree of recovery from her injuries.
You will get there, you know.
Angel seems to lift her thumb.
You've come so far in the last year.
She does have age on her side. She's a young woman, and younger people do recover better from even devastating injuries such as this. You know, I'd hope that as the months and years go by, that she may regain some function to enable her to interact and communicate her thoughts and feelings better.
I love you.
Angel points at her eye, her chest, then Nicky.
Ah, I know you do, baby. Two, yeah.
Nicky blows a kiss, and Angel slowly puts her fingers to her lips to blow one back.
Go on, you can do it. Good girl.
She's so tough, Angel has still got through everything she has got through. And I just do believe miracles can happen. And a miracle has happened, because Angel's still with us.
Angel's blue eyes.
You make me happy when you give me a smile, don't you? It's coming. Sneaking one out.
She's gazing at Angel.
Love you.
Cars speeding along the motorway from above. In a busy pub at night, a pint is pulled at the bar. There are happy birthday balloons floating in the room. Paddy pushes Angel in her wheelchair into the pub.
It's really difficult because I think, what if I'd have known? And what if Angel realised what he was like? We wouldn't be in this position now.
Nicky kisses Angel. Cheryl.
You know, when you know something is wrong, but you haven't done anything about it, and you should have done, you could have done. That's the hardest one for all of us.
She holds Angel's hand. Farron has a gift bag.
I do have loads of regrets. Maybe if I just listened to her more or gave her the opportunity to speak to me more and not just distance myself, maybe I would have been able to help.
At the birthday party, Farron reaches out to take Angel's hand.
You're just looking back now, you think, phew, should have seen that coming. But I didn't. I wouldn't want anyone to think, oh, you've got to be stupid to let someone control you, because Angel was far from stupid. For this to have happened to Angel, it can happen to anybody.
Paddy hugs Angel. A third of women in the UK aged 25 to 64 have experienced some form of coercive and controlling behaviour in their lifetime. Che was tried for causing grievous bodily harm with intent for pushing Angel out of the van. He was acquitted. He was convicted of kidnapping, engaging in coercive and controlling behaviour, and perverting the course of justice. Che was sentenced to 12 years in prison. Since making this film, Angel continues to improve and has taken her first steps.